Good Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC Radio. It's a pleasure talking with Iowa DNR Conservation Officer Nate Carr. We have some good things going on this finally first day of spring. Nate, good morning to you, sir.
Morning.
Made it to the blizzard, I believe.
Yeah, trying to stay on the road and dodge the ice and snow.
There we go. That's the name of the game. But we're here to talk about things that happen in the spring in the great outdoors. It's finally here. Spring arrived just after 4 o'clock this morning. But we're going to start off, Nate, about the turkey hunting season. That's going to begin very soon, right?
Yeah, turkey season is right around the corner. So those dates are going to start in April, with youth season being April 11th through the 13th, followed by a series of four regular seasons. For hunters to choose from. So that'll be April 14th through the 17th for first season. Second season will follow that April 18th through the 22nd. Third season will be the 23rd through the 29th. And fourth season will run April 30th through May 18th. So hunters, in addition to having their turkey tag, spring turkey tag, need to make sure they also have their hunting license and habitat fee. And when it comes to their tags, you can get up to two tags per person, and you get a select throughout those seasons depending on what tag you have. So there's two tag options available. One is an archery-only tag, and that allows hunters to hunt all four seasons if they're using archery methods only. The other one is a shotgun tag, and with that one, they do have to select a specific season, either one, two, three, or four. Like I said, you can get up to two tags, so you could get two archery tags that are good for all four seasons, or you could get two gun tags. But if you do get two gun tags, at least one of them has to be for fourth season. And if you get one archery tag and one gun tag, the gun tag would then have to be for fourth season as well. So we encourage hunters to get out there. If you are successful in harvesting a bird, make sure you tag the bird immediately by taking off that transportation tag portion on the bottom and wrapping that around the leg of your turkey, and you can notch the month and date on there to invalidate it. And then you're also going to want to harvest report it by midnight of the following day. And so both of those things are required whenever you harvest a turkey. So if you're fortunate enough to do that, which we hope you are, make sure you get those things done. A few other just small regs that I want to point out to people and remind people of: shooting hours are 1/2 hour before sunrise to sunset. So make sure you're actively hunting within those timelines, and check, you know, your phone or computer or whatever you need to use to identify when sunrise is each day and sunset to make that a little easier. You also, if you have a shotgun tag, you are allowed to use a shotgun or muzzle-loading shotgun no smaller than the caliber of a .410. And you can only be shooting shot sizes number 4 through 10. So remember that: shotgun no smaller than .410, shooting shot sizes number 4 through 10 would be a legal method for the shotgun.
And together, being this a wonderful hunting season for the turkeys coming up, starting, you say, what, April 14th?
Yep, that'll kick out. Youth season will kick us off April 11th through 13th, and then the regular seasons will start April 14th.
Yep. Okay, youth season, April the 11th through the 13th, and the first of four seasons will begin on April 14th for those involved with the turkey hunting season in the state. That should be a good time starting this next month. From turkeys, let's talk about canoeing. And, of course, I talked off-air with you. I wouldn't want to canoe right now in this weather, this cold weather, but the nice weather will come soon. You have some information there, Nate, about canoeing, don't you?
Yeah, you wouldn't know it by looking outside today and seeing snow and ice everywhere. But, canoe and kayaking weather is right around the corner, and we've had some days that have been tempting to go out. We just remind people that warm air temperatures doesn't necessarily mean warm water temperatures, so it's going to take a while for our water to warm up. So you want to dress appropriately and prepare for that. If you are going to start going out here soon, make sure you're dressing more for cold water temperatures. Pack some extra clothes and a dry bag if you can, just in case you do get wet. Always wear a life jacket. You know, you may feel like a strong swimmer, but if water levels are a little bit higher, which they typically are in the spring, as we get, you know, snowmelt and rains and different things like that, when you hit that cold water, it can be a totally different environment to swim in. As long with, and you add on a strong current with that, it can be a very challenging place to find yourself. So you want to avoid that and kind of prepare for the worst. Best practice is just wait for warmer temperatures. If the water levels do get high, just avoid going on at all. There were two or three incidents last year here locally on the Boone River in Des Moines where we did have people, you know, flip their kayak and got caught in the current and were totally separated from their boat, unable to get to shore by themselves and needed either, you know, a rescue team or another kayaker to come help them out and get them to shore. So we had several calls come in last year. So just avoid those high water conditions that can end poorly. But thankfully last year everyone was able to make it out okay in those different situations. Along the lines of being in a canoe or kayak, one thing we'll remind you of is that you are required to have a life jacket for every person on board. So make sure you have one with you if you're not wearing it, which we do recommend anyway. And then this is a registration year, so as far as boats go and vessels, any boat or vessel on public water is required to have registration through Iowa. And every 3 years, those registrations expire. So April 30th, your boat registrations will expire, so you're going to want to double-check that. Like I said, all boats on public water are required to have that. There are a couple exceptions. One is that inflatable vessels that are 7 feet or less in length are not required, and then canoes and kayaks that are 13 feet or less in length and have no motor or sail are also exempt from that.
And, of course, all the information on the regulations there, Nate, can be found on the Iowa DNR website and also on that guide that comes out each year, too, for regulations for hunting and so forth, I believe.
Yep. You can go to iowadnr.gov. You know, I was talking about registering your turkey earlier.
Right.
That's something you can do on there, along with looking up, different river routes. Sometimes you can find up-to-date river conditions, depending on where you're paddling. And if I can take a step back to, you know, harvest reporting your turkey, like I said, you can do that online by calling the toll-free number on your tag or what I think is the easiest, the Go Outdoors Iowa app.
There you go. So just go to the Iowa DNR website at iowadnr.gov or go to the Iowa app that you can get through Google Play and so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good of the cause here today there?
That pretty well covers it.
Okay.
You know, if I can put one more little bug in.
One more little bug.
It's just safe practices when out hunting. Put that above everything else. Turkey season, one thing I forgot to mention is when our hunters are trying to imitate turkeys. So just because you hear what sounds like a turkey doesn't necessarily mean it's a turkey. So make sure you just take your time and visually confirm everything that you're shooting at. Even if you do see a turkey during the spring season, you're only allowed to shoot one male or bearded turkey. So make sure you are properly identifying your target and shooting not only what's a turkey, but also a legal turkey to harvest.
Very good information to think about as we prepare for the turkey hunting season coming up next month and also preparing for canoeing, not this weekend, but it'll become nice weather down the road. Looking forward to that. Nate Carr, my guest on KQWC this Thursday morning. Nate, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.